The 5AA Food and Wine Show with Chris Jarmer from Jarmer's Kitchen. Thanks to Smeg and Parafield Airport Liquor.
Where are they, Chris?
Westlakes Golf Club.
I knew it was Westlakes, but I didn't want to say it in case I'm wrong. Westlakes Golf Club. They're always out and about, those two. How are you?
Good. How are you, good. Angie? Good.
How's your week been? Anything to report? Anything exciting?
Oh, look, it's getting busier. It's Melbourne Cup next Tuesday.
How does that look for you? What does Melbourne Cup
look like? Yeah, we have a group out the back that come every year. But once Melbourne Cup gets here, then it's Christmas function. It's sort of the green light to have a Christmas function. So some people will choose to do it in November. Some will do it in December. But, yeah.
And you obviously do Christmas functions?
Yeah, lots of them.
Not Christmas Day, though?
No, we close on the 23rd, so we're not open Christmas Eve, and then we reopen on the 8th of January.
So, okay, yeah, so you get a little bit of a break. You going anywhere, or you just hang out with the family?
Yes. No, we've got a family trip to overseas planned, so.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's pageant tomorrow.
It's Christmassy.
My wife and daughter, my wife Linda and Charlotte, we're running around as clowns in the pageant.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you won't recognise them, but wait.
Michael Keelan and I are broadcasting from the beginning of it. So
I'm not sure what float they're following, but I'll let them know to wave.
Is this their first time?
No, they've done it a couple of times, I think. Yeah.
Yeah?
They love it, yeah.
Oh, great. What time do they have to be there? Pretty early.
It's really early, yeah. Like it's 5 or 6 in the morning, start the makeup.
Wow, it's a long day.
Yeah.
But I think from everyone I talk to, they love it and love the experience. But the reason why we're talking Christmas
I have teamed up with another great South Australian company, Golden North Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided to do a Golden North Christmas ice cream cake. So
all right, everybody, seriously, because I've got a sweet tooth, Chris, so you have to log on to the 5AA Facebook Foodland Supermarkets site now.
You'll be able to see the photo on the website already,
we'll,
I think.
We'll pop that up, yes.
But we're going to try and finish one right here in the studio. So it's easy. You can pick your favourite flavours of Golden North or ice cream. So I've chosen Golden North Honey Ice Cream, Golden North Rum and Raisin, and Golden North Vanilla, because I want it to taste like a Christmas pudding.
Mm.
But what we do with the vanilla ice cream, we're going to mix that with some maraschino cherries and some Angus Park citrus peel.
Okay.
To get the fruit through it.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's very important. So get a stainless steel bowl, like depending on the size that you want to make, how many people you want to feed, whether it's a small bowl, medium-sized bowl, and line that with plastic. And I like to use freezer go-between, like Glad freezer go-between, or like they call them butcher's slap sheets.
So are they a different material, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like a bit thicker than Glad wrap.
Yeah,
so when it comes time to take it out of the bowl, it's a lot easier.
Okay.
Line that bowl. The best is to put a bit of water in the bowl, tip it out, and then the plastic will stick to the bowl.
Okay. Before we continue, Chris, let's get some callers going. 8223 0000. We've got the $50 Jarmer's voucher to give away today. What's your go-to Christmas recipe, or have you done this recipe before? It's the Golden North Christmas ice cream cake, or any tips that Chris can give you. Always welcome to ring in.
Yeah, so get the bowl lined and put it in the freezer, and then we're going to start with our vanilla ice cream, and you can put that into your mixer or your Smeg mixer and add the citrus peel and the chopped up maraschino cherries and mix that as quick as you can, because obviously you don't want the ice cream to melt.
Okay, because that was going to be my question. You don't have to par melt it to make sure it mixes through.
You don't want it. You want it to
it'll
not
go a bit
melt
yucky,
as,
won't it?
You don't want it to go runny. You just want to get that fruit mix through. And what I would do is put gloves on and then start putting it in the bowl and pushing it to the side. So I'm going to line the outside of the bowl.
Yep.
And then what I do is I buy some gingerbread or some gingerbread cookies. Do this beforehand as well. Now, around this time of year, you can get all sorts of different European-style gingerbread cookies or gingerbread. Even if you've got one of those gingerbread kits and you've got some spare gingerbread, just blend that in a food processor.
Yes.
And between each layer, we're going to sprinkle that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go in with our rum and raisin ice cream and form a layer. And then we're going to go again with our sprinkle the gingerbread cookies and then finish it off with the honey ice cream. Pat it down till it's nice and flat.
So you're layering it, aren't
you?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So when we cut it, you'll see the different layers. And then put over the plastic and then stick that in the freezer, best overnight. So do that the day before you want to decorate your Christmas cake.
Okay, let's hold that thought. Now, Josh has just gone down to get a guest or he's sorting our Facebook out. So someone has called. Now, you are on the air. What's your name?
My name's Jeff Holden.
Hello.
My name is the motor car.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. I'm trying to get onto Mark Cassana, Dr. Mark Cassana.
I think I'll put you back to Josh when he comes back. He's got the wrong number, I think. I tried to make it work, Chris, but it didn't. Anyway, keep going.
That's all right.
Keep going.
All right, so when Josh gets here, so let's talk about our coating. So once that ice cream has set overnight, you want to get yourself a tray and a wire rack.
Yes.
And we're going to take the cake out of its bowl, and then you're ready to decorate it.
Yes.
So, Anne, what I'm using to decorate it is Ice Magic. And everyone remembers Coddy's Ice Magic because
how long's that been going?
Oh, it's so easy to use.
70s?
So
easy.
It's basically, I think it's just chocolate that I haven't looked at the ingredients exactly, but it has cocoa powder, coconut oil, I think. So
yeah,
there's some kind of oil
in there, isn't there?
Look, and you don't have to use Ice Magic. You can just melt your own chocolate.
So would you have to put anything?
Kofa. Put some kofa.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't have pure cocoa butter.
Okay.
And that'll give the chocolate a nice crack. It'll make it set really quickly because we want it to set really quickly.
Okay. So you've got your Ice Magic, Coddy's Ice Magic.
And then I've got some white chocolate, which I have. This is pure white Couverture chocolate. So, look, even if you wanted to get some Haig's chocolate and mix that with a bit of Kofa and cover your... So, I've pre-melted my white chocolate.
So, what have you put in there so it didn't harden
just put
on your way
white,
over?
I don't know if anyone else has worked with white chocolate. And this is a easy melt, sorry. It's not the Couverture, it's easy melt white chocolate. So it will set really quickly.
But how did you get it here without it setting? Because you said you...
I used the microwave here.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So, and white chocolate always melts a little bit thicker than dark chocolate. It's always going to be a little bit thicker than dark chocolate.
Okay.
So I've added a little bit of Kofa to thin that out a bit.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, hold that thought. Do you want to say anything else?
No, I'm going to go get the cake out of the freezer now.
All right.
You can go to an ad break.
Well, look, let's go to an ad break. Andrew, just hold because we'll get to you after the break because Chris has brought this fantastic contraption in. It's like a little mini freezer. So we'll just take a quick break. And Chris Jarmer is here. That's all thanks to Smeg for the 5AA Food and Wine Show. Building or renovating, your first choice should be visiting the Smeg showroom at Debney Distributors. Taste the difference with Smeg and Powers, the home of all Australia's great wines. And we will tell you after the break what we are going to partner this beautiful Golden North Christmas ice cream cake. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we'll take a quick break.
At Coles, there's great value hands down across fruit and veg this week. Like sweet 100% Aussie raspberries, just $5 for a 125-gram punnet. Get great value hands down at Coles. Offer ends Tuesday.
It's official. Prawn season is here. And SA King Prawns is the place to go for the freshest catch. When Tony, Heather and their crew aren't at sea, they're selling their delicious catch in the SA King Prawn store in Edinburgh North and SA Farmers Market, Paraka. Pick up 2 kilos of raw medium prawns for $35. Buy 2 cartons and get $10 off. And Coffin Bay oysters from $15 a dozen. SA King Prawns, Edinburgh North, open 6 days a week. And Sundays, SA Farmers Market, Paraka.
Now, if you're thinking of building or renovating your kitchen, you have a lot of choices to make, but the first choice should be Smeg. We have an amazing Smeg showroom right here in Adelaide, Debney Distributors. It's in Dudley Park, and inside you'll find the full Smeg range on display with everything from ovens, cooktops, dishwashers, refrigerators, wine cellars, kettles, toasters, and much more. Smeg seamlessly pairs powerful performance with architectural design, and they look beautiful. They're even doing cooking demonstrations. You can really taste the difference with Smeg. Smeg has also been proudly made in Italy since 1948, and their colour, design and technology is world famous. Smeg, technology with style. Visit the Smeg showroom today at Debney Distributors, Harrison Road, Dudley Park.
It's easy to get behind the wheel of a new Mawson Lakes Volkswagen right now. In fact, it's ridiculously easy. All you need to do is head to the showroom on Salisbury Highway, check out the range of new and demo Volkswagens on sale now, and then pick your favourite. How easy is that? All stock is ready for immediate delivery with easy finance options available. And remember, our next day servicing. Mawson Lakes Volkswagen, Salisbury Highway, just a short drive from the city.
Do you talk to your plants? If they could talk back, they'd say, "Roots, help me with my roots." Let's try that again, please, plant. This is a PG station.
Sea soil helps me get stronger roots to access water and nutrients in the soil.
You see, your plants are trying to tell you, don't forget the sea soil. Your complete garden health treatment at Bunnings Warehouse and all good hardware and garden centres.
It's that time of the year when we hear who are the best hotels in SA at the SA Hotel Industry Awards for Excellence. Best live music venue is the Gov, and best sporting entertainment goes to the Warradale Hotel. V Hotel Virginia has SA's best pub tab. Best bar presentation and experience metro is the Cremorne Hotel, and in the country, it's Nuki at the Henty. And the best outdoor area metro is 2KW Restaurant and Bar, and in the country is Port Lincoln Hotel. Congratulations to these outstanding South Australian pubs.
It's Ian Healy, and I'm here to talk to you about back pain and Kesar. If you're one of the 80% of Australians who suffer from back pain, it's tempting to do nothing, but this can cause weaknesses down the road. The best place to start with back pain is exercise, and the best place to exercise is Kesar. Kesar's physios and Swiss-designed strength training equipment help you build strength in a supervised environment. I go to Kesar, and you can too, at our new clinic in Norwood. Book your initial assessment at kesar.com.au.
Send invoices.
Pay bills.
Send appointment reminders.
Want to streamline your business management tools? Thrive helps you manage communications, payments, schedules and more. All in one place. Search Thrive. THRYV today.
The 5AA Player app lets you listen to all your favourite 5AA shows wherever you go.
5AA Afternoons with Angie McBride.
It is 20 past three. Chris Jarmer is here for the 5AA Food and Wine Show, thanks to Powers and Smeg. Now, we thought we'd, because you're going to do your pouring, Chris, because you're doing the Golden North Christmas ice cream cake.
Okay.
Now, we've asked a special guest to come in, Fraser Hines from Doctor Who, Coronation Street, Emmerdale. Hello, Fraser. How are you?
Oh, great. Well, I'm fine, but I'm a bit tired because I took two flights, 11 hours, then 4-hour layover in Hanoi, and then another 9-hour flight. So,
well, who'd have thought you'd get free Christmas cake?
It's a long way from the UK.
We'll talk to Fraser after the headlines. But, Fraser, this is a Golden North. Golden North is locally made ice cream here.
Oh, right.
And Chris, our chef, is... Did you ever have ice magic in the UK?
No, one of my favourite ice creams is Cassata.
This is like a Cassata.
Oh, I love it.
I was actually going to say that before. This is so similar to an Italian Cassata.
Yeah.
And it has the maraschino cherries in it.
That's right, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, so it's got Golden North honey ice cream, rum and raisin ice cream, vanilla ice cream,
and instead of
the cherries,
I put these gingerbread cookies blended up in there.
And what's the bottle in that bottle there?
So this is rum. We're going to try that with it. So
that's
your lucky day.
Fraser, you might just bring yourself just a little bit closer to the mic. I know that chair is very short.
We got our ice magic, and
oh my goodness! Look at that.
We want to get this looking like a Christmas pudding.
Well, while you're doing that, we've got a caller. We'll quickly chat to Andrew, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
G'day, Andrew and Chris. It's the Culture Vulture from Craigmore here.
Hello,
how are you, buddy?
What's your Christmas recipe?
Oh, in the bakery, we used to soak our fruits with a good old well-aged masala.
Oh.
And you put that in anything, even your fruit scones, your fruit cakes, your fruit yeast that you make.
Yeah.
Soak it for 24, 48 hours, And it will make it amazing.
Just lifts that flavour.
Masala is the classic alcohol that you put in your tiramisu as well.
Like, yes.
Yeah. It's amazing, guys.
Good one. Thank you.
Zubbling
what you're doing there, Chris.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much. Now, while we're waiting for that, so you've put the ice magic all over the top there.
As soon as, like, it's setting very quickly on the side.
Fraser's salivating right now.
Remember the ads when ice magic, choc ices, you go crack. So, but to give it our Christmas cake look, we're going on with the white chocolate.
Yes.
And we want this running down the sides like icing. So that's the next stage.
All right, so you're just waiting. Well, while we're doing that, should we talk about what Powers have provided us?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is right up my alley as well. So Parafield Airport Liquor has the perfect partner for every dish. So what have we chosen, Chris?
So Sam and Jamie have picked out a Fijian rum. It's a rum liqueur from Fiji, and it has some great spice flavours, citrus flavours, cherry flavours. So it'll be
just
home. Hope you're not driving, Fraser.
No,
perfect with this.
So this is the two-year-old
you can try that
signature rum liqueur. It's from Fiji.
Cheers.
Normally $65, but just this weekend, today until Sunday, $59.99.
Hints of like.
Ooh,
have you had a taste, Fraser?
Yeah, but that's a rum, is it?
Yes.
Mm. Yes,
it's a rum. It's a rum liqueur. Okay, ready? Let's go with our white chocolate now. Now we want this to just fall naturally.
Oh, stop it! Oh, look at that, Fraser. Have you seen anything like it?
We're not allowed to eat it till Christmas, though. That's the bad news.
Well, this is radio. It's a totally different world and totally different rules. We have to do it for our craft. Oh, Chris, that just looks beautiful.
I just want to get a little bit more run, so I'm just going to...
So we've got Chris Jarma here, Fraser Hines is here, Doctor Who.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll talk to Fraser after the news, but we thought we'd bring Fraser in to be a bit of a taste tester. We've already plied him up with the beautiful Ratu rum liqueur.
We got some nice drip there. Then
I need to take a photo.
A red cherry.
All right.
And a couple of leaves of...
Oh, stop messing about. Just cut it open.
I know, exactly. Chris, we don't care.
A little bit. I couldn't... unfortunately, the market, there's no fresh holly yet. So I've got a little bit of... I raided Linda's Christmas cupboard this morning. Got a bit of fake holly, but there it is, if you can see that now. Okay.
That looks absolutely beautiful. And you can see it there on the Foodland Supermarket's live stream.
It looks amazing. And get it on a plate.
See, it's too pretty to eat, Chris.
Oh, yeah. But
Fraser's like, it's not.
He's travelled 20 hours to eat this.
20, yes, exactly.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take a photo before Fraser eats it all.
All right. Then we're going to... And then just finish that off with some of your... Some of our—that was mine.
They look like you'll end up like a Dalek with all those little circles around them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
I should get back to the microphone. I'm getting too excited about this golden North ice cream cake. It looks pretty good.
So golden North ice cream is made in Laura, isn't it? Laura.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
In the country. So. And these gingerbread biscuits are close to my heart as well, because mostly they come from Austria and Germany,
right.
And my father's Austrian. So,
all right,
we do a gingerbread house every year.
All right, Fraser, the time has come. We're going to feed you.
All right.
So do you want to give Fraser the first little slice?
I did a movie in Austria years ago with Michael Caine and Omar Sharif.
Oh wow!
Yeah, The Last Valley.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time over there. We were there for about 4 months.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Austria is beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to have a look at this recipe, it will be on all of our social medias, 5AA website, Facebook, so you can get the recipe and you can try it yourself. And I'd like to hear our listeners reporting back to us when they do give it a go. Send us your photos when you cook it. Tell us how it went, how it tasted. Oh, look at that. Oh, see, oh my goodness. All right, Fraser.
Oh, yeah.
You got a spoon there, haven't you?
Yep.
Okay, you got to tell us what
you think.
Good,
I'm going to have my kitchen done out in it.
That should look quite good.
There you go.
So Fraser's our chief taste tester today.
The honey ice cream there.
Oh.
The rum and raisin.
Oh.
And that's the cassata style vanilla with the maraschino cherries.
Who ever thought we'd feed you? It's like, it actually is like Christmas.
Get a celebrity movie star taster today.
Yeah,
who needs Rowie?
No, we don't need Rowie today.
Mm.
Good?
Yeah.
So what's the sweet level in it? Is it not too bad? Because Golden North is not massively sweet and overpowering, isn't it? It's got the right type of flavour?
Yeah, it's like it's got such a lovely texture.
Yes.
And the sweetness is, it's not overpowering.
Yeah.
Look, the biscuits, the gingerbread biscuits make it a little bit more sweeter. So if you don't want to put them in, you don't have to, and you can just do the layers of ice cream.
And you can always be, you can be really creative and just crush up some chocolate biscuits or some coconut and make it look like snowflakes.
Christmas
or
in Australia, it's 30 something degrees.
It is, oh, I know.
Instead of your hot Christmas pudding, make yourself a Golden North Christmas pudding ice cream cake.
And then you just pop the rest in the freezer and you could make it like an eat and mess situation something like that. Oh, that is beautiful. And that, let's repeat that rum liqueur, the 8-year-old signature rum liqueur from Ratu. It's a Fijian. We've got a special for 5AA listeners, $59.99. It's beautiful. It's got mocha oak chips. It's got some zesty orange, dark chocolate, coffee, coconut. Oh, my goodness.
And I had that in the freezer. So don't be afraid to put it in the freezer.
Yes.
Gets that viscousness to it if you don't want to add ice to it, or you can just have it neat.
The smell
viscousness,
on that.
Big words.
Oh, no, he knows his stuff. That smell of that liqueur, it smells so good.
But you're not having any, Angie?
I will probably in the break.
Oh.
Yes. I've got to speak, Fraser. I've got to sound like you. Otherwise, it all... they say when if you eat dairy on the air, it makes your voice...
Really?
Sorry, I just used the word mucousy. That's a bit gross. Anyway, thank you, everybody. That was fantastic. Thank you, Chris. That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Fraser Hines, for being our chief tester. We'll let you eat for a bit, and then I'm going to have to move you over, and we'll have a good chat about why you're here.
Okay.
But you knew Chris and I were here. That's the only reason why you came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going home now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. We'll see you next week. We've got the news with David Bruce and, of course, Fraser Hines. Excited.